We are live from the Hockey Hall of Fame, and this is always a very cool night. And if we're lucky, we get some very cool people joining us around the table.
Yes.
Okay, I can leave.
Stars.
Joe Bowen is in the house.
I'll see if I can find someone for you.
How's it feel to be a Hall of Famer?
Well, the jacket fits, which was nice. I was a little leery about that, and they actually got it a couple of sizes extra. So, O-Dog, I can grow into this, which is, I think, a very very important aspect at my my age. But it's been overwhelming. It's been very exciting, and it's been unbelievable how many people have reached out and just sent texts and notes and emails and phone calls, and people I grew up with in Sudbury, went to school with in Windsor, people that I, you know, players and coaches who have done. It's just it's really mind-boggling and very overwhelming.
So I don't have a rich history here in Toronto. I've only been here about 8 years, but you know, going back, we were talking in the last hour as to some of your more memorable calls. Okay, so. You know, everyone has their own individual. For me, it's the Austin Matthews four goals because it was recency bias. Yeah. I was there. If you had to maybe give us a couple of ones that stand out that over your whole career that, you know, you were very proud of and ones that, you know, you feel like it was.
You know, we've only had three 50-goal shooters. Okay. And Rick Vive, his 50 goals. Gary Lehman's 50. Dave Andrechuk's 50.
Yeah.
50th. The Nicky Borishevsky goal where, I mean, the franchise was going nowhere under Harold. And the change had been made. He had passed. And Nicky's goal literally turned the page. And they might not have won, but it wasn't going to be for the lack of funds. It wasn't going to be for the lack of effort. And there's no guarantees, and we all know this.
Yeah.
And mistakes are made and various other things. But it wasn't going to be that they're not really trying, and that turned the entire franchise around, I think. And then, you know, when you Matt's his 500th goal was just unbelievable. The playoff series with Ottawa, take your pick, and the Bless You Boys call where literally they were in the infirmary, everybody was out, and here are these guys throwing their bodies in front of pucks. I mean, that's what hockey's all about in my estimation, and just the effort and the grit and determination of that group was really something to see. So and obviously Austin's goals and maybe the little leprechaun there too that got him into the playoffs.
Absolutely, we referenced those ones.
Actually, it's funny you mention all of those, and Hayes pointed all of them out, like the Borishevsky. You even said
Borishevsky. I figured would be number one, but correct me if I'm wrong, Bonesy. Was it not the next game when Gilmore scored in double OT against St. Louis? Was that game one?
That was game one.
So that was back-to-back calls.
Back-to-back calls. And then, of course, the Blues won in double overtime in game two. And then the Leafs had to go seven games there, had gone seven games with Detroit, and now we're in seven games with Los Angeles. And
we know how that played out.
Well, There should have been one more call there. It would have been an overtime, and Wendell would have probably got four.
Mm-hmm. Bonesy, kind of a big-picture question. I get asked it a lot, and I don't know the answer.
No, I'm not doing your phone again.
I know, but this is what people ask me. They're like, how does the person that's sitting so far away have so much excitement in their voice? Was that the most difficult thing to learn about the position that you do?
You know,
because everyone at home or in their car must be thinking that this guy is right on top of the action.
Booger McFarlane.
Booger McFarlane style. But everyone that knows hockey knows, you're up in the gondola, you're up in the press box, and it's a totally different view to have that enthusiasm and excitement from that far away.
You know why? And a lot of people that do this job are what I am. I'm a fan. I'm a big fan of the sport. And would I change anything if I all of a sudden was transplanted to another team? Absolutely not. I mean, I sometimes I get people giving me heck that the other team scored and I thought the Leafs had, because it was a great play and I get excited about it. Well, it's just not while he scored. And then let's move on. You know, I mean, you can't do that. Yeah. The game is too good. The game itself is too good. The players are too good. They're the best athletes in the world, playing the most difficult single sport in the world to play. And I think that the game is too much fun, and I hope that I'm having fun doing it. And I know I am.
Yeah.
Joe Bowen joining us here at the Hall of Fame. He's going into the Hall of Fame this weekend. Do you miss calling big fights?
Yes. As long as I'm not in them.
Right.
But, yeah.
But back in the 80s no, when you got rolling, man,
I got,
there would be fights.
Oh, yeah. And even, you know, Colt Knorr and Fraser McLaren, I mean, that was the toughest team in the National Hockey League.
Right.
And if things weren't going well, we'll get entertained in the third period by somebody getting the snot kicked out of them. But, the you know what, it's a different game. It really is. But I did a lot of boxing matches. I did Trevor Burbick's fights with Larry Holmes, and the last fight that Muhammad Ali ever did, I broadcast that. So with Trevor Burbick again, so I enjoy that part of that sport.
Yeah. Yeah.
Again, I don't want to be in it.
No, no. Of course not.
No,
nobody
I
does.
Want my kids in it either.
No.
So
yeah.
The game, I think, has changed
for
appropriately,
the better.
But. I don't – if a good dust-up happens or if Felix Potvin all of a sudden has Ron Hextall coming down the other end of the rink, that's pretty entertaining stuff.
I know you had your buddies from Unionville today at the luncheon there where you accepted your plaque, got your jacket. Those are your hockey buddies, right?
Yep.
Was there some of them where you're like, I can't trust this guy around this environment? Because you can only invite so many people, right?
No, they're called Liam, Derek, Sean, and David.
Yeah.
They're
kids.
Somewhat related to me. No, you know what? I still play. I still enjoy playing. And those guys are a big part of my getting away from it, right?
Yeah.
So, and you guys know what was the best part about playing a lot? Was being in the dressing room.
Yeah.
Sometimes we're allowed to have some beverages of choice.
Right.
And just the fun and the camaraderie and the stories and everything else. And I'm very lucky that my knees and hips have held up, and I still enjoy playing goal. So I play, you know, two or three times a week, and I enjoy playing with those guys and having fun. And they're great people. That whole community, I've enjoyed playing slow pitch and hockey, and Chris Stamkos, Steven's dad, and I have played ball or hockey together for 35 years, and I was very happy that he was there too.
Joe Bowen joining us here at the Hockey Hall of Fame. He has been honored all throughout the weekend. He'll be honored again tonight. Couple rapid fire ones for you here, Bonesy. The Gardens or Scotiabank?
Well, the Gardens. Scotiabank is great for the amenities and for the people, but our vantage point where we were was spectacular, and even when it was in the middle of May and there was no air conditioning, the games were pretty good.
That's where I was going to say, the sight lines, and I mean, the Garden
the
seemed like you were right in the mix.
You know, the color.
I loved it.
The first time I walked into that, I mean, the first time I got to watch, it was black and white TV.
Right.
So when the first time I got to the Gardens, and the colors, I went, wow, this is really neat.
That it's amazing, isn't it?
But my favorite building, Chicago Stadium.
I was going to ask you that. Is that your favorite? Is that the best place to go on the road, or just your favorite building?
Favorite building. And I love Chicago, don't get me wrong. In fact, I probably would put it down as my favorite road. But the old building, the hair in the back of your neck stood up. And if you were a hockey player there standing on there for the national anthem and you weren't ready to do something to someone, you were in the wrong industry. That was just not happening.
Yeah, I played there. You came up with the opposing dressing room was down, and
so
you had to come up.
Home. So was the home.
Yeah, you had to come up the stairs to the ice, and it was so
about
intimidating.
12 stairs.
You probably knew damn well how good you were going to play about halfway up.
Well, I'll tell you what, if you got injured, you got to go down those stairs. I wouldn't be surprised they'd kind of bounce them down on your rear end if you had a bad knee or something.
Yeah. No kidding.
You had to go down the stairs to get to the dressing room.
That's a good point. I didn't even think about that.
Yeah, that was that's when buildings had character.
Well, and they were different, though.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, the corners were different.
Yeah.
The measurements were different. There was home ice advantage, and teams built their team around that building and what it had, and it was completely different.
Maple Leafs were no different. I mean, the Maple Leaf Garden was very tough and intimidating to come into. Boston Garden was, Chicago Stadium. The character of the building did match the team, and
absolutely.
You knew you were in for one if you weren't on.
Survive the first 10 minutes and see how it goes.
No kidding. Joe Bowen joining us. Obviously, the one call that's been elusive has been that cup call. Even just the cup final. We'll take a game one call, let alone game seven.
Absolutely.
But, I mean, what would that mean to you to have that opportunity?
This is weekend is a crowning point as far as my career is concerned in broadcasting, but that would be the crowning moment of my sports career for sure. And people have asked me, well, what would you say? I said, and I have often said to them, I don't know, because I don't want to make it sound like it's contrived and it's we're just going to however it's there, it'll come out, and hopefully it'll be, and I pray that it's not like the Chicago Blackhawks guys, the first time they won the cup, when
the goal on Leighton,
they had no idea that the puck was in the net. So you never hear that iconic call of the Blackhawks have ended the long drought and have won the Stanley Cup, and oh, sorry.
That's a
great
point.
We're not sure if it was in.
Yeah.
So I hope I get to see it well, make a good call of it.
And it would be totally spontaneous?
I've many times said I'm not going to come up with some contrived thing that has to be woven into the fabric of what it'll happen, whatever happens.
That's awesome. Yeah. Well, we can't thank you enough for finding time for us today.
Oh, my pleasure.
I know you're getting pulled in every single direction. And congrats on a great career, and we know you'll have continued success. And we always love seeing you, and enjoy tonight.
So am I a ring bearer?
In Vegas?
In Vegas. Do I have to dress up like Dumb and Dumber? Or
What character would you be then?
Oh, I would be the bus driver with the girls. Can I do that?
Yes. Yeah. We can find that position for you.
That position?
You're going to be down there, right?
Well,
the least
I
you're playing.
And I can drive a motorhome, so I can, I'm ready for that. I think I could be a good guy on that.
Bonesy, will work you into the script.
Yeah, perfect.
There he is. Hall of Famer Joe Bowen. Always great to see him.